The Gemara in Shabbos, my Hanukkah, the Gemara says, what happened? So the nekudu is that they were mitami the shmanim. Why is it important that they were nichnasu lahechal? L'chor nichnasu lahechal is not negeya. Wherever the shmanim were, they were mitami the shmanim. So is it important that they were nichnasu lahechal? The Maral says that Heichal is Gematria of Yavon with the coil one off. So is it important that they were Nichnasu LaHeichal? Well, what's the Dagesh that the Gemara says Nichnasu LaHeichal? The Gemara, the when we say Yavonim, so we say Yavonim Nikbatu Alai, Upartu Chaymais Migdalai. So there were Pirates the Chaymais. And this piritza that they did is very significant. That's tamazai, because first of all, we know that there was 13 piritzas connecting the misakin 13 shtachavoyas, but they were never really misakin the piritzas, which is tzarich bir. But the ma'isa there was piritzas, and it seems like it's the whole thing that there was piritzas. Not only that, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells that there was halachic ramifications of this piritza. That once they were pirates, they were machalal everything. We should speak about it at different times, not for now. But that there is. That the piritza is chal, that they did something. So it seems like that there was a nekuda that was over here, mikoyach, the piritza. And obviously, every time that there's a nekuda, mitzah, what happens, it's obviously a shvachkeit in us that made it be able to happen. The point is not what their intention was, but the point is, so what was the shvachkeit in us that allowed this piritza to happen? That they were nichnasu lehechal and they were pirates, the shleich shah asar piritzas. So, where were they parts of the piritzas? They were parts of the piritzas in the chayel. And the chayel, like it says in the Mishnah in Kalim, is the place that from the chayel and on, Akum is not allowed to come. To say, the piritzas were at Gufa, in the place that they're not allowed to enter further, and they're Gufa making a piritza over there. Now, the pasuk says, "Vav gam zayis biyosam beretz ayvehem lemaastim v'lgaltim l'chaloisam l'hafer brisi itam," which is referring to galus. And it says that even if they are beretz ayvehem lemaastim, and the Gemara Darshan is lemaastim bimei kazdim l'galtim bimei yivanim l'hafer brisi itam l'chaloisam bimei haman. So, Pachitzchak asks the question. That how could the Gemara Darshan that lema'astim l'ge'altim is referring to the Yavanim, if the whole hakdama in the pasuk is avgamzeis biyosam beretz eveim, so they were in Galus beretz eveim. Where was the beretz eveim over here? So it was called Galus Yavan. They were under the shibud of Yavan, but it's interesting that the pasuk would refer to that. Literally, as saying that the Be'eretz Eveim, and in that matziv, that Lo'galtim be made on him. That's his kasha. So, like this. The Rambam says, the Rambam lists as one of the Tayrag mitzvahs that it's also Litain. He's a Gishmak Loshin there, at the Loshin right now. Also Litain Chanaya, maybe, La'akum Me'an Eretz Yisrael. This is an isser. You're not allowed to sell karka to a goy in Eretz Yisrael. It means a goy has no shlita, has no makom in Eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to buy karka from a goy in Eretz Yisrael. You could have mitzvahs and gittin over there that you could buy karka from a goy. You could do an isser drabon or buying karka, and you could do the ksiva sashtar through a goy to buy karka from a goy in Eretz Yisrael. You're not supposed to have goyim around over there in Eretz Yisrael. And in the Mishkan, all for sure, it was a chiv misa. Apparently, I read one time that they found like stones, archaeological like dig stones that actually had on them written that any guy who goes past this area is chiv misa will be liable to death or something like that. So, l'maisa, they're not allowed to be anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, but
And as you get further, in the chel, there's no makom for hazara.
So what's the nekuda? What's this nekuda? So I heard once, recently, I heard from Rav Shishim Pinkas, and he said over there, that you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Avos, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael, Avram, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. That's a big deal, Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael in Golos for 2,000 years. We have Torah and Mitzvahs, and we're doing the taitch of Klal Yisrael, what we do with, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is not Eretz Yisrael. So what's the nekuda of Eretz Yisrael? So, not exactly what he said, but basically, is that Misha Dar B'chutzlar Domil Kamish Shein Lai Leikas. So what does this mean? So the pshat is that Eretz Yisrael is a makam of privacy, of a yichud, of Klal Yisrael, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Avada, the pshat is that. Imagine you have. I think he said this. Imagine you have a married couple, so they're married, but they live in a public place, and there's no makom that's of privacy. So they could you go to all the Shalom Bayis classes, and you're nice, and you know you whatever you do all your nice husband wife things, and you bring flowers and gewaldik, you know. Fine, you have a great relationship. But myself, there's no makom of privacy, there's no makom of yichud, so then it's missing in the etzem taich of the whole chibur. So the makom of yichud of Klal Yisrael with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is in the Beis HaMikdash. So you go out of the Beis HaMikdash in Golos, so it's very nice. So we do Torah mitzvahs and we do a lot of things. But we're living amongst the goyim, there's a lot of interference. So we have no room, we have no makom of privacy with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're living with the Goyim, and everyone's around us, and Memela, we can't pull out and say, this is where we are, b'yichud with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to express the full expression of the relationship. So there's no makom of that's what he says, a privacy between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what Eretz Yisrael is to a certain degree, and for sure, In the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says you can't give a goy chanoi in Eretz Yisrael because what's he doing over there? He's interfering in your whole privacy. So Mestama Shabbos is like that. I think Shabbos is like that. B'chinas Zman is the same thing. That's why goy Shabbos is chayv misa. That Shabbos, even the goal of Shabbos, is where that's our place to be with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I heard from him in a different shir one time. And he said that what's the Tzeischem L'Shalom? You know, Shalom Aleichem, and then all of a sudden you're telling him welcome to leave. He says, this is the Pshat. The Pshat is that it's Shabbos in your home, and Shabbos is the Yichud room with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So even Malachim don't belong there. He's telling you, it's time to leave. This is us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is so, but for sure, Goy, the chefza of the golos is because there's a guy there. That is the chefza of the golos. Whether we could do all the mitzvahs, technically we could do everything, and we can do everything. But if there's a guy over there, it means we have no makom of yichud with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have no makom to express our full extent of the relationship because there's all this interference. There's all these other things going on. So, and that's the taich, what we're missing, and that's the taich of the golos. So it comes. Comes the Yevanim. So when they're part to Chaimus Migdalai in the Chel, says the Chel is that place of privacy with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they're pirates the Chel, they're coming to say that there is no place that you could be without us. It means there's no difference between your relationship and anyone else's relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there's nothing special, and you have no makom. We all live together. So Mamela, that's Chal as a Be'eretz Oyveihem, because now it's the same thing as being in Golos. The whole Mila of being in Golos is that you're there's goyim, there's interference with the goyim, and the goyim over there. And if they come even into the chayal, there's no difference if they throw us out of our home or they come into the home. It's the same thing. The point is that there's no place to be chal this expression of our kurva with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the nichnasul heichal is a very important part of the entire story. It's not just that they're doing tumah nishmanim. The tumah nishmanim meant that they deal with tumah nishmanim, but they weren't just matam nishmanim. They were nichnasul heichal. That was part of the whole impact that they had was nichnasul heichal, which is davar pasher. Why, according to this, they couldn't use the tumah or the betzib or whatever, because then you still have them with you because it's their shemen. They were matamit. There's still the influence of the yavanim on you. Now, the I was saying this to someone, this Sephardi guy. So he said that there's a halacha that. He has the halacha. I'm not sure. He says there's a halacha that if there's 10 people mitzumtzum and there's a guy in the middle, it's not mitzar for a minyan. Have you ever heard that? He says if you have 10 people and you got to get the cleaning crew out during minyan because it's mafsik the minyan. Anyway. If that's true, it's like this bar. But anyway, so the So if that's the pshat, so then more like I'll pee, drush or musser or whatever, is then oh, and that's the pshat. So. Lemaisa, as we said, so where do we have a bechina in Golas? Where do we have a bechina of this korva with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? We have a bechina of it on Shabbos. Shabbos is this idea, and the most that we can protect ourselves is inside our own home. That isha shruya shchina shruya b'neim. No, it's isha. So there's a shtigol shchina shruya b'neim. So in the bias is where there's a makom to create this idea. That's Gufa why that they were called, they were Tibal Hegman Tchila. They made that Gzer, because the Gufa wanted to make the Goy Bichal over there also. So that they should mix themselves and interfere in the Chibur over there also. And but Maisa in the home is where a person has it. So Bebela, the Takana of the Ner Chanukah, is that if it's doimit to Beis HaMikdash, which all the rai is that it's doimit to the Adlaka and the Mikdash, whatever all the rai is, so why is it over there? Should be, maybe the Iker should be in the Beis HaKnesses. So the Teretz is because that the place that's the most still that we have, we pull away from the guard, we pull away from everyone else, is Gufa inside our home. It's and that's a certain bechina of this, when there's called Misameach, whatever is that, it's Ilu Nivne Echem Mechorvish Yushlaim, so that it's a kiyum of this thing. So Mimela, in there is where we battle this pirza of the Yevanim. Is Gufa in our home is where the mitzvah mezuzah is a vegeshtelt that has to be in a bias. So Lamaisa, the idea obviously is that then the bias has to be Gufa, a place that there's no interference. If there's Gufa interference there, so then you're bringing it in. The idea is that it comes in from the door. So it comes in from the outside. So then you protect from the outside, and that's kilo the pirza that they're making. And the way to protect is you put the menorah, and that's why there's inyan dafka mesuvah between the menorah and the mezuzah. You have to put it by the door, because these are the things which are protecting where the door doesn't allow the thing to come in. So that's maybe a part of this chashivas of this inyan of the bo. Nifrit parts of Chomer's Magdala, and the tikkun of that in the menorah is as much as we can protect ourselves and make our place in Makom Kadesh, then we are protecting ourselves from that piritza, and that's where the Takanun HaChanukah is there to remind us of this.